Hendrick and McGinnis on Tap is thrilled to partner with the Golf Course Superintendents Association of America. Doing great work. Here's Patrick Reed.
If you love golf like I do, thank a golf course superintendent.
Well, Patrick, we're doing that right now as we're pleased to be joined by Sally Jones. She is the superintendent and general manager of the Benson Golf Club in Benson, Minnesota. Small little town, but she's been doing this she's only been doing this for about 3 years. She's been doing this since she was 22 years old, and she joins us right now. Hey, Sally, how are you doing?
Hi, guys. I'm great. Thanks for having me.
All right.
Well, yeah, we're fired up. There's so many things we want to talk to you about. Tell us about the Benson Golf Club first, and then we're going to pick on you.
Okay. We are a small public golf course in Benson, about 2.5 hours west of Minneapolis, Minnesota. Tree-lined fairways, a short course, but we are very, very challenging.
I like the little short courses, especially the ones that are challenging. That's it's usually a faster round of golf. And John and I feel like we know the place a little bit because we've now seen the video. There's a band, Tiny Moving Parts. This is the official video for their song Life Jacket. It's a pretty good song here.
I think I need a life jacket.
Parts of the video are shot at the golf course.
The only difference between you and me is that I tend to let myself down constantly. And that's okay.
It's a pretty good song right here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you participating in this?
Well, I think so. If you look in there, there's a fairway mower, and I believe I was mowing fairways that day they were filming, so it was me or one other crew member that it could have been. So I'll just go ahead and say it was me. How about that?
Okay. I mean, they cut right to a guy. It's definitely, this one's definitely not you. It may be the guy singing. That's riding a fairway unit, and there's everything shot on the golf course. It's all your course, and it looks like a great golf course. So who is this guy? One of your crew members is in this band.
Yes, that's Dylan. Dylan is the lead singer there, and he was the one on the fairway mower. And I have to also add that we picked up another Tiny Moving Part, and so we actually employ two of the members on our crew here. So... It's what they're doing during COVID. They're trying to make the most of it. I mean, they can't get out and tour. They've been in the studio recording. They recorded this one, and then they thought last minute, hey, let's get a video out there. So we're like, yeah, go ahead, and can we be in it? And they did a great job. It's a great song, and they're a great group of guys, and they're having fun living life as band members as well as they can in the life of COVID, really.
Isn't that something? Well, yeah. I'm glad you were there. Now, I was hoping that you were going to tell us you were the bass player in the band.
Mm-hmm. I would like to think that I could be a good enough player for them, but I think they're much happier letting me tell them what to do out on the golf course, and when they're ready, they're going to take on tour. And I think they're just happy with my role in their life as it is, the way it is right now.
All right, let's hear it, Sally. Let's hear it. I need a life jacket. Come on,
life jacket.
I love it.
Yeah,
you can be in the band. Yeah. You can sing backup for sure.
Okay, I'll tell them you guys told me that I need to go on tour with them.
Yeah. I think they sound like they might be Giants, but I have a sneaking suspicion they don't have any idea who that is because that was an 80s band.
They're pretty – Dylan is pretty well-versed in his bands, and I think they might know who they are.
Okay. Cool. I love it. I think it's fun. We're going to get back to the music in a minute, but tell us about your experience at the Olympic Club a few weeks ago. As one of the folks who were there as a volunteer at the Olympic Club in the U.S. Women's Open.
Yeah, my trip to the Olympic was an amazing experience. Troy Flanagan, when he was awarded the U.S. Open at Olympic, he came up with the idea that I want to have a group of women work with me to get this tournament ready. And so he was able to do that. He got a hold of Kimberly Gard from Syngenta, and that those two kind of got it going. And then as he spoke with other companies, other affiliates that about it, they're like, we want in. And all of these companies got together and they got 29 of us women to the Open to help Troy get the course ready. And I am so honored that I was one of those women, because as you know, there's very few women within the industry, and we're just trying to get out there and make us be seen and let other women know that this is a career that they can get into, and we want more women. And so Troy was great at trying to help us get out there, be heard, and help him make the U.S. Open great.
There are 69 female superintendents, 55 assistant superintendents that are GCSAA members. We're speaking with one of the superintendents, Sally Jones, from up at the Benson Golf Club in Benson, Minnesota. So how did you get into it?
I was kind of a course rat, I guess, growing up. I was out on the course a lot growing up, and they eventually asked me, do you want to pick the range? And so I started off picking at that time by hand with Shag Bags and another friend. And then eventually they asked if I wanted to join out on the maintenance team. And I said, why not? I'm always here. And then it just kind of fell into place there. I kind of won. In my junior year, we were supposed to find a career to explore at a career fair. And I thought, well, maybe I'll see what this is like. And I went there, and no one had ever heard of how to get a degree in golf course maintenance. And so that kind of pushed me a little bit farther, and I thought, well, I'm going to investigate it more. And then I found out there was a small technical school in Minnesota that did it. There was Iowa State and Michigan and Penn State, and I thought, Penn State might be great because it's the farthest away from home. And so I kind of thought, well, yeah, I'm going to go there. And my parents told me, I don't think you can go. And so I'm like, well, I'm going to do it. And I submitted my application without them knowing and paid my fee. And then I got in. And then I still didn't even know if I was going to be able to go until they surprised me with plane tickets out there for my birthday, so I could go ahead and line up housing and do all of my admissions and everything. And I didn't even apply anywhere else. I didn't know what I was going to do otherwise. But so I went there for a few years and did some internships, one in Colorado, another one in Minnesota, and I came back to Minnesota afterwards and was a second assistant at a country club in the Minneapolis area. And then a year later, I was offered the position I am at right now.
And is this where you grew up? Is this your town?
This is my hometown. Yep.
Wow. What a great story.
Yeah.
That is
so cool. Thank you.
So you didn't even consider studying anything else. This is what you went to school for.
You know, I think when I don't know if it was the young, naive part in me, but, you know, I had all these people tell me no. I also had a guidance counselor who said, I don't know if there's a good future in this, so I think you should also explore something else. And I think that pushed me even farther. And, you know, funny thing is, a few years later, after I became superintendent at my course here, that same gentleman was looking for a job and came back and asked me for a position. And unfortunately, I didn't have one open for him, but that was kind of a good I don't know, karma working in a way. But no, I think just being told no while I was young and everything just kind of pushed me into the field.
Yeah, and now you're absolutely
The general manager. Also,
how do you become
the general manager from superintendent?
Well, I think I opened my mouth at the wrong time. No, the clubhouse, you know, I've been there for a few years, and then we just saw people come and go in the clubhouse, managing the clubhouse, and we kind of couldn't really figure it out, me and our board of directors, and we sat and we had a lot of conversations about where we want to go with this. And hearing grumblings from the other employees, I was the only one that stood up and said, this isn't working. And then we kind of discussed, what about you? And I did grow up with a background in restaurant and food. And then just being involved in the game of golf, I did have that background too. So it wasn't really, it wasn't all new to me, but it definitely was a lot more work. And so I agreed. They decided to downscale private events and stuff in the meantime so I could get kind of a hold of it. But let me tell you, I had some great help that got me there, but yeah, I'm glad I am. Me and the board and directors have a good goal of where we want this place to go. And it's a small community. And so I have had a lot of volunteers that are members help me out too.
Awesome. Sally, it's great to meet you. It's great to hear the band. I agree with John. You should be in the band. If you want to be, you're in. If the band has any qualms, we're a musical.
She's busy
people.
Enough.
They can just call us. You don't need another gig. I agree with that. Mother of two also. It's not like you don't have anything else to do. But
if
you have any free time as a parent and a general manager and a superintendent, and you want to get in the band, we'll vouch for you.
Okay.
All right. We appreciate your time, Sally. Great to meet you. We look forward to doing it again.
All right. Thank you, guys.
You got it.
Thank you.
That's Sally Jones.